And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's hard to say which of last week's announcements in opposition to the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson by North Carolina's U.S. Senators Tom Tillis and Richard Burr was more absurd. Tillis advanced the old eye roller that Judge Jackson will, quote, legislate from the bench, a barb that's not only demonstrably inaccurate, but laughably obsolete and hypocritical, given that Republicans long ago embraced judges like Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, who've made striking down legislative acts one of their signature moves. Burr, meanwhile, clearly grasping at straws and opposing a brilliant and accomplished judge, who both he and Tillis admit is well qualified, was reduced to mouthing the ridiculous complaint that Jackson wouldn't condemn the idea of adding more seats to the Supreme Court, an idea that has no chance of happening, and that Jackson rightfully said is up to Congress and the President, not the judiciary. The bottom line, in truth, both men are opposing Judge Jackson because they lack the courage to buck their party's right-wing base, and they insult the public's intelligence with their transparently bogus excuses. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.